Welcome to the Play Inspired podcast.
I should have started
with that. So thanks for coming in. Thanks for accepting the invite. This will be will be super fun. So let's start with the most basic question here. So I know I see that Tabitha came from a branding background, and Anise, I believe, is in import-export background. So how did it happen that, what were the events that led to you guys exploring this work and having these conversations in your journey?
Yeah. Do you want to kick it off, Anise, or do you want me to?
Sure, I can start. I think for me, so I've bounced around a lot. And so for me, I think the way that I came to this point was just from realizing, I think what, you know, I tried so many different businesses, right? And I think through the journey, I ended up learning a lot about myself. And then I think that's the point at which I was ready to sort of jump into something, because it might not be as, I mean, for me, it probably wouldn't have been a good idea if I were at a younger time. So I think after turning 37 or 38, I was like, okay, fine, I'm ready. And that's how I got into it.
No.
Yeah. Cool. Yeah. I think, one of the things that Anise and I talked about with, one of the reasons I think we're really excited to be on this show with you today is that we have a podcast too, of course. It's called the After 30 Podcast, as you know. And I think what's really interesting about this, having this conversation with you and talking about vulnerability and how that's kind of like come into what our experience has been with that, it's really relevant, actually, because we had some pretty serious conversations about vulnerability when we were even trying to decide if we were going to do our show, just because, as you know, being a host yourself, you have to put yourself out there. You actually, to like connect with people and to be a good host and to, you know, make sure your guests feel welcome, all this stuff, you actually do have to be prepared to be somewhat vulnerable. So I think it's a cool conversation. And Anise and I both kind of come at vulnerability from like a different angle, which will be interesting to talk to you about a little bit more. Yeah. But yeah, I would say that's kind of where I was going to sort of kick it off with why we were interested in having this chat with you and how it's really relevant to what we're doing and the kind of work we're putting out there right now.
That's awesome. Yeah. So in your, let's talk about you guys's journey, you know, like transitioning from, because there's completely different. I mean, I'm going to be turning 30 in July, and just over
happy birthday soon.
Just in the last few months, there's just so much. It's suddenly I give so much less fucks. I've never been so, I've never been so excited for a birthday, like ever.
That's awesome.
Yeah. And there's just so much, like there's certain things just don't matter anymore, you know, like in careers, relationships, everything. Whereas when in my 20s, I did everything because it's cool, because cosmetic wise.
Sure.
Yeah. So in you guys' experience, what's been the best thing that you've discovered about yourself as soon as you entered this chapter of your life?
It's so interesting that you ask this question, right? And it's so interesting. And thank you for bringing it to our attention. And in terms of like the podcast and how we sort of have created this thing together and learned about, first of all, talking about giving less of a shit about everything. And so we bring this to the table with all of our guests. We talk about this in a way with all of our guests, right? And I think something that's very interesting is how Tabs and I play off of each other when it comes to really showing how we open our vulnerable spaces as we get older. You know what I mean? So I think it's like, it's not only is it about caring less, but it's also about knowing where it's okay to go when you get older. So for me in particular, like I've had a lot of issues with being vulnerable. Like I'm just not used to that, right? I think you grow up with this group of people around you. You have like your best friend and you have a couple other friends and everybody knows everything about you up to a certain point. And then as you start to get older, you start to meet all of these new people, and all of these new people don't know the backstory. They don't know who you are from like day one, right? So you decide how you write your story. You decide how vulnerable you want to be when you make these new friends, when you meet these new people. And for me, that is like a harrowing journey. Like, I just don't want to tell anyone anything about myself. I'm not sure if it's like that I'm a private person, because I do know how to be vulnerable, but I'm not sure I know how to be vulnerable when I'm socializing. Like, I just don't know how to do that. I mean, like, it, I guess. And so for us, the podcast has been an opportunity for me to learn what that freedom looks like. What does it look like for me to be in a world where I'm meeting somebody whom I've never spoken to before? And how can I be vulnerable with them in a really cool kind of way? So part of it has to do with aging. Part of it has to do with meeting somebody for the first time and not knowing how to present yourself, you know? And part of it has to do with like a learning a new practice. It's kind of like just, I'm literally learning something new. I'm navigating this thing of like, what do I want to share? What do I feel like telling the world? How do I connect with someone else by being a really cool, vulnerable person in an authentic way? And sometimes I don't, and sometimes I do. So, you know, it's a learning process for me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's awesome. Yeah. I get that. I sometimes mistake vulnerability with oversharing.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah, yeah. That's a good call.
Yeah, and then suddenly everything is awkward. I'm like, I see where I went wrong now. I'm really sorry. I'm going to go.
Fair enough. Yeah. No, that's true. There's definitely a fine line between vulnerability and oversharing. That is so true. And I think what's interesting about vulnerability as you get older, for me, I really use, like, vulnerability is such a key tool for me to connect with people. I think I know for myself, if I'm not being vulnerable, if I'm not being vulnerable, I'm not opening myself up as real as I can be. I'm very much like, I've always, since I was at the beginning, I've always worn my heart on my sleeve. So I've always known I'm quite a vulnerable person. That's very comfortable for me. However, I think my journey, as I've gotten older, I'm kind of combining the vulnerability and the, like, after 30 and what those things kind of change with is like, there's a deeper sense of yourself and there's a deeper level of comfort with that vulnerability for me. And I think that most of the time I'm quite happy and comfortable in that space. And I also know when to turn it off, you know, like, which is funny that you're talking about oversharing, because I feel like I do know when to pull that back. And I think I've also learned that there's, and this is what also been really interesting on the podcast, is that I know that there are certain things I might be comfortable on the show to talk about and to be really vulnerable about, but I'll pull myself back because I don't want to overshare something that my family wouldn't want me to talk about or that a friend wouldn't want me to talk about. So it's actually not about me being vulnerable. I'm just like protecting my family. Mm-hmm. And then I think I also have noticed as I've gotten older that I won't be as vulnerable intentionally in a very professional setting. I will be vulnerable in many professional settings, but I know when to turn that off when I need to be coming from a place of expertise and I need to be coming from a place of like, I know what I'm talking about, but how can I do that dance of knowing what I'm talking about, but still having enough vulnerability that I can be like, because it's really important to me. I've always said this, that what one of the attributes and one of the qualities that I actually admire the most in great leaders is their vulnerability. So I think it's really important that you can be an expert, you can be a leader, you can be really good at what you do, but you can also be vulnerable, you know? So I would say I'm getting better at that as I'm getting older, but I would say that that's like the work that I think is really fun to get into more.
I think it's so interesting because I struggle a lot with that. I think, to your point, Judith, I actually still don't know the difference between vulnerability and oversharing. I guess what you're speaking to is like, maybe like, can I really be with myself? Can I be with someone else in an authentic way and not have to overshare? I guess that's kind of like where I lose the mark sometimes, you know?
Yeah. Like, can you just share an emotion, you know, say that like you don't know something.
Yeah.
You don't have to like keep talking about it.
Yeah, that's true. You don't have to keep talking about it. Yeah. Or like, I think you don't even have to, for me, I don't have to keep sharing personal details in my life for somebody to connect with them. Like that's just, you just don't need to do that. But at some point I think I really was under the impression that I needed to do that. Right. And I mean, I think as long as I'm showing up in the best way possible, like true to myself, I think that can be a form of vulnerability too. You know,
I think, yeah. Like I think vulnerability really just means that you're open to not having it all together and you're open to not having the answer and you're open to not knowing. That's kind of how I read it. Yeah. So I feel like you can actually, now that we're talking through it, I feel like you can kind of easily do that without oversharing. Cause you can kind of just say, I don't know, or I'm confused or I am sad. Mm-hmm. You're just like expressing.
Yeah.
Can you know, repeat that? What do you mean by that?
You know what I mean? Yeah. And you don't necessarily have to like to your fear, Anise, you don't have to like tell them everything
about what's going inside your head, you know? Yeah, like really just either like showing them your side that of it's not always perfect. It's not always beautiful.
Totally.
Yeah.
Totally. And not,
without having to tell them about your grandma's eczema. So.
Exactly. It's true. Which, you know what I find, go ahead.
No, I was just trying to think about the best moment, like when we've been like sort of tag teamed in vulnerability and we've really enjoyed an episode and I'm trying to think of how we've done that and to answer.
And actually I was going to say that I think that vulnerability is a little bit contagious, right? Because as soon as one of you is vulnerable in a conversation, it's hard not to also be
in relationship
that person. Absolutely. Where they're at, right. So absolutely. I think the piece of people who don't, I'm saying this with like a bit of trepidation because I've definitely been in situations in the past, not on the show, but in situations in the past where I will have been really vulnerable in a conversation more maybe in a professional capacity and the person I'm talking to will not. And that's so hard. Right. So it's it definitely is not the truth that people will always meet you at your vulnerability. That is definitely not the case. But I think going back to our show and what is really beautiful is that when we do that, like if I share something with a guest, then Anise, you're so much more jumping in with something that you can be more vulnerable about. So I think in that sense, it can be really contagious.
For sure. Likewise, I think it's absolutely vulnerability can be with ourselves, but it can also happen in relationship. And I think you spoke to that very well. And there's this piece about like, even when we're together in the conversation, it's very easy to say like, I had this specific experience and then it kind of just weaves its way into your heart, you know? And to your point, Tabitha, it can be very fucking awkward when someone doesn't respond back. Like that's some messed up
shit.
That's
heartbreaking. Yeah.
Like the worst is you really put yourself out there and they just stare back, nothing.
Totally. Oh my god. It's the worst and it's totally happened to me so many times because like you guys know already I wear my heart on my sleeve constantly and it's happened to me so many times and it's the worst.
Now I'm curious, and it's okay if you don't want to share or there's nothing, but I love the dynamic with you guys, between you guys. It's like, so when you guys first, you know, it's like amazing. So you guys, when you guys first met, okay, was there something that you did or felt towards each other that you're actually projecting? You know, like say, for example, for me, when I first met my friend, I actually didn't like her.
I'm like, okay.
But then, as it turns out, I was projecting because I was jealous of how free she is. And there's something like that when you guys.
I think for me, I think there are a lot of things that Tabs is able to do that I wish I could do. That's fucking for sure.
me too, girl. You're like the nicest person ever. The funny thing is that like, I mean, in very short answer, Judith, we were immediately interested in each other. It was like a love affair right away, for sure. Nice. We were both so like impressed, I would say. I think we were both very drawn to each other and very impressed and for very different reasons, probably is what you're kind of trying to say, Anise.
I do think, in terms of projecting, say a little bit more about that. Let me see if I can actually answer your question.
So yeah, like for example, you're like, I'm just so mad at her. She didn't even do anything. Hi, I'm Kimberly. No, you're not. I'm just like, no, don't talk to me. Don't even.
No,
but then, yeah, but yeah, no, it turns out I'm just jealous because she's living her life. She's doing whatever the hell she wants. She's got, we were like 21, 23 when we first met. And I'm like, I'm here. I'm just starting out in the world. I'm living with my parents. And I just felt like a loser. And then so I projected that onto
this
her.
Is so good.
By being so mad this at her.
So good. No, this is so good. And I'll tell you what I think. Okay. I'll tell you what I think. Really.
Yeah.
The reason. The reason that I think I haven't had this experience with Tabs yet. Okay. Where I'm just like, dude, you're fucking annoying. Like I haven't had that yet, but because we're friends, of course that can happen. Right. Of course, that's the way it goes back and forth. Totally. But I will say that something that's really interesting about getting older and something that is really interesting about learning about who you are is that I think that the reason we tag team so well is I think because we respect each other for exactly our unique journeys. Mm-hmm. And so when I see what Tabs is doing with her life and she's like doing X or doing Y or doing Z, or she's updating me on something that's going on in her life, I know that her journey is totally different from mine, like totally different from mine. And so when I introspect on my own specific journey, it is not in tandem with how her journey is going. It's absolutely about like how this specific person is doing and what this specific person needs to do for herself, for her family, for her environment. And so when I talk to Tabs and I'm like, hey, guess what? X, Y, and Z happen. Like there's like a relatability just from the space of like looking from the outside in. It's not that we're so enmeshed. So I think there's like a safe, it's safe to say we work very hard at keeping boundaries to maintain our unique lives, I think. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think that's good. I think that's good.
I don't know.
Yeah, I agree. I agree. I don't think that there was any projection happening when we met either, though. I know exactly what you mean, Judith, because I had that with my one girlfriend that I met. Remember Yanni? You know my friend Yanni, Anise? I totally didn't like her when I first met her. But you know what? To your point, Judith, I was projecting because she was the receptionist and I went the other way. And so the guy I was interested at the time, who later became my husband, he would always go that direction. And so he would talk to Yanni every single day. And I always said to Jordan, I was like, I don't like her. And he's like, why? She's like legitimately the nicest, sweetest person on the planet. But I totally did that. I just projected. You unpack that. It's pretty easy to see what was going on there. I was just jealous that he was talking to her, right? Like very, very simple to see what was going on there. But no, so to your original question and what kind of drew us to each other and what happened when we first started becoming friends. We met through a mutual friend at a dinner and it was so cute. And we went out with both, like all of our partners, like our girlfriend and her husband was there. My husband was there. Anissa's husband was there. And so, and also Jalal's, like Anissa's husband's mother was also there, which was very cute.
Mm-hmm,
and fun. We just, honestly, we got on right away. And I think that there was an interest in how, like we're both very global people, you know, Anise is originally from Kenya. I'm originally from Calgary and I had recently, like within a couple months, had just moved back to Canada from Australia. So there was such a hunger in both of us. We both like are so interested in culture and we had just immediately meshed on a lot of the same interests that it was a very fast and easy conversation
true.
Her laugh is hilarious. My laugh is hilarious. So we just like laughed hilariously together and I don't know, it just kind of blossomed from there. And then I think we really grew to respect each other so, so deeply. Like I'm so grateful for that and how much I've learned in that and what our friendship has taught me in that way is that how much goodness and how much growth comes out of when you like deeply respect somebody, you deeply respect their path. It doesn't affect your path. You literally just celebrate their wins. You celebrate what, you know, I celebrate what Anise has going on and it doesn't impact me whatsoever. And actually alternatively, if, you know, this is a partnership, like when we're running the podcast, you know, it's a lot of production. There's a lot of work that goes into it. And,
my gosh,
you know, there's definitely times we're coming up on our 100th episode and on April 30th. So we've done a lot of these and there's definitely downtimes, you know, there's like, and we do an episode every week, so it's constant. And there's definitely times where we're not feeling creative, or we're not feeling like particularly inspired, and, or even when we're just exhausted, like this last year with the pandemic, we had to check in with each other multiple times on what's really been going on for us. And, you know, and I think what's been very cool about that though, is there's, for me, there's never been, like, I really don't harbor any anger or frustration in those sort of situations. Like, I can think about time when we were around Christmas and Anise was just like, I just like, don't have it. We had all these plans to like catch up over the holidays and get all this work and get ahead, blah, blah, blah. And Anise just kind of like, wasn't doing any of it. And it was like, and then I checked in with her and it was so, and she's like, I'm just so not feeling anything. I'm not creative. I'm not feeling it. I'm so, and it was like all of the emotional turmoil of the year had like caught up with her, you know? And she was just like, I fucking can't, you know? And I was just like, that's fine. No problem. I totally understand. I got you. But it was such a, there's just such a deep respect there that it wasn't a problem. Do you know what I mean? And I just think that's really refreshing. And I don't know, it has a lot to do with vulnerability too, which is kind of cool. And it kind of circles back to this whole conversation, you know? Yeah,
I agree.
That's awesome.
I agree.
Yeah. Well, thanks for sharing that. I got so curious. I'm like, I wonder what the, how it all began. So
there
you go. Yeah,
that's cool. So in your journey, you know, of introspection, what has been the biggest truth that's been hardest for you to swallow, like truth that you had, the hardest truth that you had to admit to yourself?
Oh man, I can answer that super fast. That I have limits, that I have my limits. I'm just one of those people that loves to take on things, and I am, you know, because I'm an oversharer, I'm also an overworker. Because I'm an overworker, I'm also an, it's like that whole thing. There's a, you know, Lisa Renee Hall talks about it very well. She talks about like all these O's, you know, do you overshare? Do you, it's like all these O's that you do, and they're just not good for you because, you're just not holding yourself with constraint so that you can actually function properly. So basically, like if I were to have this podcast as a full-time job and opportunity, I would be able to give so much to it, give so many more hours to whatever it is that we need to do. But to be completely honest, it's our part-time work. And because of that, we have our limits to what we can give to it. And, you know, and it's very exciting and we love to do it. There's, it's actually like the creative fuel. It's actually really given me, the walking stick that I needed during the pandemic. It really has. Like, it's been an opportunity for me to talk to other people, because just think about it. We haven't met with anybody, but with the podcast, we've been able to speak to so many different types of people over the course of the year, which is really great. Right. So there's also the fact that it's just the limits thing. It's that I'm not limitless. Like, I feel all the time that I'm limitless, you know, like when you're out in the world, you're like, yeah, I can just, I got this, but actually I don't got this because so introspectively, I think the hardest thing for me to know is that I can't do everything, even though I want to.
Yeah. I think honestly, I think I resonate so much with that. And I think I'm the same, you know? And I think, I guess just a little further than that for me, it's that I have to either say no, which is very hard for me, or I have to figure out some other way to get it done that doesn't mean I am doing it and I am taking it on. I am, you know, it's me. That, so is that, like, there's other creative solutions to get at things, but I agree. I think my introspection is landed that I can't do it all. And I think what's so frustrating is that I have way more ideas than what I get to do. You know what I mean? And I'm like, oh man, I just want to write them all down and maybe one day you get to them all, but that you just can't. And that's annoying. Because so many of them many good ideas and I just want to like do them. But I guess that's when, you know, the goal is that you have an empire one day and then you can like delegate all your great ideas and then that's how it could happen. But until that beautiful moment, you can't do everything and you can't say no to everything. I think that's the hardest
thing. Can't. It's like going to the grocery store when you're hungry. You just, it's not a good idea. Totally. You just want to eat everything and you fucking can't.
I love that. There's definitely, that's still something that I kind of, I'm working on, simply because there's this anxiety of, what if I say no? I might get fired, or they might not like me. But yeah,
so you miss that opportunity. You never know where to go. I know for sure. Yeah, it's hard to say no. I think that's a skill in and of itself to constantly be
like be okay with it and
to be okay with it. Yeah, it's like a muscle you have to constantly be flexing and getting better at it. And yeah. For sure.
I think I'm also just so addicted to having like this expansive personality piece where I just like want to experience everything in the world. Totally. I just want to like go here and go there and drink coffee here and fly off to this place. Like, you can't do that. You know? So I think it has to be okay. You have to be okay with the conflict in your personality too. Like if you're a searcher or you're a learner or you're a knowledge seeker, or if you're, somebody who just endeavors for everything. And it's also like, if I were to critique myself heavily, it's also lack of grounding. Like if I were to really ground inside myself, I would understand that a little bit better. Mm. It's almost like I have a very flighty personality, and that expansiveness can get in the way of my true growth, grounding, and understanding my own personhood. Mm. For sure. Yeah.
Wow. That's awesome.
Good job. Good job there. That
was good. Sorry, I just realized the time.
Great.
Time flew right by. 30 minutes is
gone. It flew by so fast.
So quick.
Yeah. So one last thing here for each of you guys. Okay. So let's get imaginative. Okay. So say sprinkle some magic dust on the microphones, and whatever you say can be heard. And when I say hear, they actually hear it. It pierces through all these walls and goggles that they put in front of them. Okay. They can hear it. It will be heard by the people that you currently serve and will serve in the future. And whatever you say, they can hear it, and they start implementing it. They start applying it to their lives, practical advice that they can use for work or just for their day-to-day happier life. What would be your advice to them?
Oh, what a cute way of doing that. I'll go because I just started talking. I think mine would be something around to look for some lightness in your day, because there's always something there that you can either look for a happy moment, look for a calm moment, but like bring in some lightness, especially now, you know, especially this last year. Yeah. Bring in some lightness and it's there.
Hmm. Yeah. Mine is cradle yourself because you are a unicorn.
I love that. Oh, that's awesome.
I just think it's so important for us to just like hold ourselves like a baby and just know how truly magical we all are. I think I would, if I could just like break through all the barriers and everybody could hear that, that's what I would say.
That's awesome. Well, thank you. And at this point, I'd like to acknowledge you guys for your stand, for you know, delivering all these conversations and really sharing here with us today, your journey through vulnerability and and you bring so much happiness. Thank you guys.
Thank you so much. Thank you for Judith.
Having us. Yeah. Oh my God. What a great host you are. You're amazing. Thank you for for holding the space for us. My God, you're so good.
Yeah. Thank you, Judith. This is such a pleasure.
Thank you. And I didn't realize that this is going to be a three-way until 5 minutes prior. So I quickly read up on it. So I thought I was I was kind of freaking out. So
you did great. Right.
So what's the best way our listeners could get in touch with you?
You can of course listen to us at the After 30 podcast, and we're available on iTunes, Spotify, Google Podcasts, and like all the things, Stitcher. It's crazy. We're on like so many different platforms because they just blast it out. And you can also follow us on our Instagram at the After 30 podcast, and anywhere else. I think we're on Twitter. But yeah, follow us on Twitter and listen.
Follow us.
We're on all the things, the After 30 podcast. Yeah. And of course, send us a note too. You can always send us an email at theafter30podcast@gmail.com. That works too. We really love hearing requests from guests on topics. We have such a range, which you could imagine, Judith. There is so many different things that we could talk about. Life after 30, we talk about everything from like what's going on with your body and why is everything fucking going south to like kids, to career, to, you know, like making new friends after 30. That's probably one of our most listened to episodes of all time. So yeah, so it's really fun if we hear from new guests and or from new people that are listening on what they really want to hear about too. So
yeah, for sure. And send us a note. And there's another way too. You can actually go into our show notes and you can click and send us a voice note. So we could actually
hear you.
So feel free to send us a voice note. We'd love to hear from our guests that way too.
Yeah.
Perfect. We'll have all the links in the show notes. So thanks again, you guys. We appreciate you.
Likewise. We appreciate you. Oh my gosh. Thanks very much.
Thanks for having us. Well, can't wait to listen.